3, 2, 1.
I'm cool.
Hello, mic check.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Hey, how y'all doing? I started recording, by the way.
You did?
Yeah.
After I said 1, 2, 1, 2?
Yeah, I was recording before. You got the mic check, all that. That's cool. You alright with that?
That's fine.
Okay. Well, welcome back to another episode of Chronic Conversations, man. I'm Slizzo the Great. Of course, y'all already know that, though. I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode and sticking in there with me. You know, it's been a little minute since we recorded.
You didn't even record.
No way, my shit been on mute this whole fucking time. That's okay, though. That's okay. We're going to keep the ball rolling, man. Once again, I'm sorry for the delay between episodes, man. I've been doing a little rebranding, I guess I would say. There's a lot of new changes. One new immediate change that you'll see right now is I got a co-host.
Hey, y'all.
I got a co-host. Ty, talk to the people. Let them know. Hey.
Hey, y'all. What's up? It's your girl, Ty the Goddess, and I'm back on the podcast.
Back in this bitch.
I'm back on the podcast.
No, we need to start recording this shit.
Thanks.
Let these people see. Let them see what the fuck really going on over here. I can't get an address out. I was going to say the address, but
you know, over here.
Yeah, over here. You know, we over here. But, no. So, changes and shit. But one thing I wanted to keep the same, I wanted to keep talk your shit.
Thanks.
You know, everybody needs to have that positive affirmation in their life. I feel like it's cool, positive affirmations. You speak positive affirmations on yourself?
I do, actually. That's I say good. I'm going to be rich.
I'm going to be rich?
That's the first one.
That's the first one.
That's the first one.
Facts. Bag chaser.
But well, let's start with you. What's your
me? Oh, flip the script.
Talk your shit.
Okay, I'm gonna talk my shit. So I don't know. So I've been going to college. This is my third year, and my refund check's been skimped. No cap, they've been skimped. But I'm gonna talk my shit because that refund check fat as hell this year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna disclose how much.
That
you know what I'm saying? Ben had a bag. I just got a bigger bag. You know what I'm saying? I got the crossbody now. I had the duffel. Now I got the crossbody. All right, so you talk your shit. What's going on with you, man?
Honestly, I've been, like, not motivated when it comes to coming back to school. But I've just been pushing through it pushing like an adult. So
I feel you. You got to do things you don't want to do.
Right.
That's what makes us grow up. Got to get out the comfort zone.
So it makes us grown.
I don't want to be grown no more.
I really don't.
This shit, I thought it was cool. Back
why
in life.
Why did we want to like rush this? What,
exactly.
What was so cool?
Niggas was so ready to get out of high school.
Ready. And now I'm like, let's go back.
Yeah. Like, I don't need, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what I'm going to eat tonight.
Eat, I got, sleep, and then
yeah. Night. I had potato salad last night. It's just straight potato salad.
Just
that's
potato
it.
Salad.
That's it. Potato salad
I'm
and water.
Satisfying.
Fuck no. It was disgusting. I was so upset, but I had to do what I had to do.
You had to do what you had to do.
Facts,
that's
right.
The worst part. Like,
yeah, my taste buds pissed off at me still.
Because it ain't enough.
It ain't enough. Yeah, I don't feel full unless I have meat. That's why I can never be like a vegan
really?
Or vegetarian. Because I don't feel full if I don't have meat.
I don't think I'm like that. Like, I can eat nothing but french fries and get full of
french fries? What the
and
fuck?
Be fine.
Full?
Yeah.
How?
But I'm tiny.
I mean,
so
you're
like,
tiny, but you can't feel full. You got to have nutrients.
Yeah, I could get full off of french fries.
Off french fries.
Like Zaxby's fries, if I ate like two whole things of Zaxby's fries, I'll be full for like 4 hours.
Like the little box they give you?
Yeah.
So you just eat two of those and be straight. I don't know. I could probably eat two of those and still need some chicken fingers or something. That would not work for me.
Not enough.
Not enough at all. But, okay, so this is the first episode of 2019. You know, took a little hiatus.
Thanks.
I feel like we're well enough into the year. It's the 22nd. I feel like it's enough time to ask, how is 2019 for you so far?
It ain't started yet.
It ain't started. Why hasn't it started?
It hasn't started because my January,
it's a trial run.
Yeah, it wasn't it. So we just gonna start in February.
But I feel like if you start in February,
it's the beginning of my year.
But your first holidays for Valentine's Day.
That's fine too.
I don't know. You got to give him okay.
I mean, okay. Okay.
<You can. laughs>
All right. Like, right. But still.
Still, okay. February.
That was last year.
Last year. MLK had you last year.
We had two. Last
two?
Year.
Two what?
MLKs.
Did we? Yeah.
January and
okay.
January.
Oh, I get what you're
saying
now.
You know what I'm saying?
This girl connected the dots. Yeah, I feel dumb. My bad. Had a blonde moment, okay. If they would call that. But no, 2019 is starting off crazy. It's starting off crazy.
Facts. Especially with all this stuff going on.
Facts. R. Kelly. The whole R. Kelly lifetime.
Yeah. That was
crazy. Shit fucked him up.
That's a conversation.
You know his music is getting taken out, taken off streaming services? You think that's good?
That is excellent.
Wow, we grew up with R. Kelly. I feel like he has a special place in our heart, regardless of what he does.
You know what? No. I'm going to be real. Like, I'm going to be real.
Be real.
For a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I was little, like, I'm talking 5, 6, I hated R. Kelly.
What the fuck?
On me.
Like, how you gonna hate R. Kelly?
I don't know why I hated R. Kelly, but I feel like, you know how they say kids just know?
Oh, so you just knew R. Kelly was bad?
I just knew he was doing shit.
Okay, so I bet not ever see you bumping. Was it Bump and Grind?
Oh, I took all that off my
sex playlist. Took that off? Can't. That's gotta stay on the sex playlist.
I'm not supporting no pedophile. I'm not supporting no...
Okay, so you can't listen to Michael Jackson if you feel like that. If you feel like that, what do you mean? He didn't do that. He went to jail. Well, he didn't go to jail.
He didn't go to jail.
What?
They even said that they lied.
So you don't think Michael Jackson touched them little boys?
No, I don't believe.
So you believe R. Kelly did it? What is your evidence from R. Kelly? What's your evidence?
All of them females saying exactly what they did.
What?
Even from the whole. Have you seen the documentary?
Yeah.
You saw the part where the girl mom came and got her?
Yeah.
This is hard evidence. That
but why is he only at fault?
I mean, of course.
Her mom came and got her.
They're adults. But, see, I'm glad we get into this. When it comes to, like, how someone thinks psychologically,
mm-hmm.
specifically a victim, you can start to feel as though there's no other way out, right? You feel like you're, like, captive. Just like any woman who's physically, emotionally abused, you can start to think like, okay, there's something wrong with me, or I can't find better, or whatever. And apparently, he was doing things to manipulate them to where they felt like he was all they had.
Okay, but what about when the girls pursued him and then they just fell in the trap? I hate to say it like that, but that's
ultimately. They did, but ultimately, of course, they had the same idea that everybody else had: is they just said that that's not true, that mm-hmm. ain't him. They get to this, the Pied Piper, he, selling them this dream or whatever. Yeah,
they was fucking with him.
And then they really get into it, and he fucking crazy.
Crazy as fuck. I feel like, but a lot of relationships are like that.
But I mean, to that extent, I'm not asking no nigga, can I eat? That's it.
Yeah, she was locked in the room, he had her locked in the room. But she was married to him.
Exactly.
But you have to think, she put up with that. They have multiple kids together. She wasn't locked in the room before they got married, and then they got married.
But I'm saying,
she chose to get married to him and stay in the room. She chose to put up with that, right?
But I'm saying, okay. But it comes back all to the psychological aspect of it. It comes back to that victim syndrome. It was something, what is the name of that? I can't even think about it now.
I know what you're talking about.
Stockholm syndrome.
Where,
like, you believe you're helpless.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that your captor or the person who's taking advantage of you isn't as bad as they really are. You start to tell yourself that you're less just because of what they're doing to you. So then it's like, the mind is a powerful thing.
True.
So once you get into that motion, it's like, okay, how can I get out of it,
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They, of course, have a part in it of you choose to do whatever you want to do as an adult. But I feel like to the extent of which he did it and how many people he did it to, which we don't even know how many,
is
that he has more responsibility than anybody.
So you think all the weight is on his shoulders behind this whole situation?
Not all of the weight, but majority, yes.
Okay, so how much? Like 60-40? Because I feel like if it's
70-30. Shoot, 80-20, really. 80, I don't 80, like 20? This man, so I'm going to be a little biased.
Yeah, oh,
but
man.
What you're thinking is like, this man really, like, ruined lives. Even though you have your own choice. Still, at the end of the day, they had their own choice. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when it comes back to all of the evidence and the psychological stuff and the money, the abuse of power, the abuse mm-hmm. of emotions, the physical, like, all of that, like, what can you do?
I mean, but you say he's abusing them emotionally. I feel like sometimes, I'm not going to say this is me personally, but I know there are women in certain situations where they feel as if they can't go anywhere, but you can. You always can.
Of course. But how can you... It's one thing to be told that, but it's one thing to actually feel like you can do it. So it's like, okay, they were staying with him. Mm-hmm. They changed multiple things about themselves.
He had to call. They all had to call him daddy. Right. He couldn't even call him Robert.
He's influenced. He has this level of control. It's almost like your parents. You know, your parents had a certain level of control over you, mm-hmm, when you were a kid.
Yeah, a lot of control.
You could have ran away as a kid, but yeah, you didn't.
You'd be lost.
You would be lost as fuck. So that's basically, I feel like that's what it is with them. They only know this life with him now. So it's like, you don't have nothing, you don't have no money, he buy everything, he take care of you, but he also does this. And it's like, well, what can I do?
Well, yeah, but a lot of times in those situations, the girl, I've read one story on Twitter, the girl lied about her age to him.
I know which one you're talking about.
So that's kind of, that's entrapment in itself. Why was she not punished for trapping this man? Why doesn't, not trying to say I'm a sexist or misogynistic, not trying to sound misogynistic, but why don't women get defiled as men do when they do things that we, but if I mean, we did that, it'd be a problem.
I feel like it's up to a certain extent, though.
Like what? So if you're 17 and you're 17 and you look like you're 21 and you tell me you're 19, and then let's say we have sex, it's a hypothetical situation. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say we have sex. I'm going in trouble because I was lied to.
But at that, when it comes to that, I feel like one, men try to say they can't tell what age a girl is, right?
I mean, I can only go off what you tell me.
But I'm saying, you talk to somebody so long, you can tell when someone's young-minded.
I mean, not necessarily, because they say women mature faster than men.
True, but I just feel like it's easy to tell. Or it's, even if it's not as easy, eventually, being around a teenage girl, you gonna get the feeling that she young. And since, I mean, from her story, he already knew she was younger.
Yeah, I mean, after he found out, but before he thought she was of age.
Right, okay, so that's her fault of lying about her age. Mm-hmm. But then he gets to, from what I understand, before they even had sex, she told him she was younger. That, at that point, as the adult in the situation,
he should have deaded it.
Just cut it off. So that's why the responsibility gets transferred, because it's like, okay, she already young.
Yeah.
When you're younger, you don't think the same way you would as when you get older. So an older person, they have the mental capacity to think about things ahead of time. According to her, it was like, okay, this is right now. Like, I'm fucking R. Kelly. Like, that's cool. Like,
yeah, she was
lit. I'm lying, but, you know, it's lit. To him, he already knows this girl is young. These are the consequences I can get from this. He went through with it. So it's like, that's why it's on him. Because it's like, you were the adult.
So that's why you say it's on him. I guess I can see that. I can respect that. That's a good answer. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that.
What about...
I thought about it.
You thought about it?
I talked about this, actually. For real? Like, I got friends. Like, they'll come over to my house and be playing that. I'm like, turn this shit off.
Can I R. Kelly
off?
It's
an argument.
I don't know. I still feel like you need to listen to his music.
No.
It can be the old shit. He's not getting paid off old music. Because it's classic. It's classic.
No, I don't care about this.
You don't care?
So that means somebody could kill someone. Mm-hmm. A top... entertainer that everybody loves, they kill somebody, then it's okay just because it's a classic that I should still listen to them?
Okay.
I should still respect them? Or let's say you fuck with Eminem.
Not really, but
Say you did. Okay. Right? Or any white rapper that you like.
Okay.
Let's say they come out as racist, they KKK it up, they support Trump and all of this. Would you still listen to their music?
New shit? No.
Everything.
Old shit, if it's good, I might bump it. If it's old, I might bump it.
I feel like you're capping.
No, real shit. I like music.
It's like, I don't know. I guess people separate it because it's like, it's just music.
Mm-hmm.
But with me, music goes deep, as deep as the person who made it. So I can't support your music if I feel like I can't.
But it's prior support.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? I was listening to it before that.
Like I used to. But since I found out all this shit, I can't support you.
So you just stop. You stop listening to it.
Period. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I still might bump the old shit. Like, if R. Kelly made an album tomorrow, you would listen to it.
No, I'm not.
The world would listen to it.
The world except Ty. I'm not listening to it.
You're not fucking with it at all.
I'm telling you, I ain't like this man since I was little. So it doesn't bother me.
You're just an R. Kelly hater. Hashtag R. Kelly hater.
I'll be that.
Yeah. All right. So what about Soulja Boy? Did you get a chance to watch the Soulja Boy interview?
I haven't seen the whole interview. I've just seen like clips.
Yeah, you only got to need that one part. Drake!
I didn't even see that.
You didn't even see that part?
I didn't even see that part. I just kept seeing like I saw a clip on Twitter of that part.
That part.
And then I tried to watch the full thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like the way this man was talking about his life. It's just so much stuff that happened in his life.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on, Big Draco.
And I'm like, I don't know if he's just a good storyteller or if all this shit actually happened.
I don't know. A lot of the things he said in there happened. Like, he's actually getting sued by Nintendo for making a game system just like the Switch. Yeah, that song, Drake Stole His Bars. That's a real thing.
Okay.
I heard that song.
Let's pump the brakes.
Pump the all brakes.
Right. He even said Ariana Grande stole his style or whatever.
Mm-hmm. The flow. She did.
How many hip-hop songs have you heard that sound similar to another one?
Okay, but, I mean, if they don't speak up, we're not going to pay attention to it.
But I'm saying, though, like, it's almost common to hear it have the same melody or sample even a part of a song
that exists
already. And when you think about it, it's really hard to make something brand spanking new without no type of influence of other things, right? Well, I feel like that.
I mean, I don't know, a lot of artists who come out with new shit, like, who Uzi rap like? Who does...
Soulja Boy rap like?
No, I'm saying, who does Uzi?
Oh.
Like, nobody raps like, yeah. Who, you know what I'm saying? Nobody does that.
I mean, of course, there are things that make people different, but as far as, like, making music, it's really hard to remove any reference you have of music prior to the song you made.
Okay, but they're taking the whole flow. Like, Drake took the whole line, just changed Soulja Boy to Drizzy Drake. He took the whole thing. Okay,
but what makes it different from him sampling? Or what makes it different for him?
Because he stole
like
it.
Like, just taking inspiration. That happens with a lot of people.
But Drake copied and pasted that bar.
Why do we make it one thing stealing, and the next thing it's like, okay, that just happens.
Because he stole that.
You know how many people do that?
How many?
Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim.
Did she steal her bars verbatim?
Yeah, it was the same flow. Basically, she just switched up to make it personal to her.
I'm saying it's like he said.
I gotta find the video.
You gotta show me the video.
Next time we're gonna come back and
we come back with. We have hella references.
Right, we're gonna have hella
shit,
references.
We might record the next episode, all that shit.
You need to do that because.
Facts, yeah. Motherfuckers gotta see me. You know what I'm saying?
But I just feel like, I don't know. You can't be personal in the rap game. You'd be like, oh, that's just me. Especially when you say Ariana Grande. What makes you think?
You heard the song.
Right, okay. It's very similar to Pretty Boy Swag.
Has anybody else sounded like Pretty Boy Swag?
Yes. Thank the Lord or something like that by ASAP. I just watched the video
praise
on YouTube.
The Lord. But that doesn't sound like that. That does.
That. I know. If I played that, it.
The Lord. I know what song you're talking about. He's like, I know exactly what song you're talking about. But that doesn't sound like Pretty Boy Swag to me.
When you hear it the way this video put it, it's very similar.
Ariana is spot on.
Very similar.
Drake. You know, I'm a Drake stan. I wouldn't even call myself a fan. I'm a stan at this point. I'm a Drake stan at this point. And I still say he stole it. Which is, I mean, Drake is, he's like the best culture vulture there is. Nobody's touching his culture vulture-ism. If that's culture vulture-ism, if that's a word. It's really a tongue twister.
He does, if anybody appropriates culture, it's Drake. Especially in multiple albums, but people let him get away with it.
Because that's what keeps him relevant. He stays on top of what's new. He's like the news.
Okay, so can we be mad at him for it?
No. We can't be mad at him.
So why
are
we mad at him?
Soulja's mad at him. Soulja's mad at him. Because that song was a hit. Soulja didn't make the hit.
Right, and I think that's why he mad. If that song wouldn't have took off, Soulja would not be mad at him.
Yeah. Because, I mean, a lot of people didn't know about the Soulja song as well. Like, I didn't know about that song until, like, 2-3 days ago.
Really?
Yeah. That song is hard, though. I've been bumping it since I found out about it. No cap. But, I mean, it's a good song. But man, enough of all the negative things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that really negative? It's just hip hop entertainment. That's not. And it don't affect my life, so it can't be too negative.
Well, I mean, it's negative in somebody's life. Probably Drake.
They don't care.
Yeah, they got enough money.
They don't care. They laughing at Soulja at this point.
Goals. I'm trying to have these problems.
Right. But
no. Did you watch Black Panther when it came out last year? Like, have you ever seen Black Panther? Because I know a couple people.
Yeah, we actually, I went with friends.
Okay, that's good. Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
It was long as shit.
It was very long.
Like, long as
fuck. I didn't expect it to be that long. And yeah. I'm not really up on the whole Marvel type. I wasn't one of them kids.
Oh, man. You don't got to be one of them kids. You got to be one of them adults.
But, you know how much stuff I would have to try back on to be one of them adults?
Like, yeah, this shit goes back to, like, 2010.
Start. Yeah, you got to start when you was a kid, basically.
To be, you know, honestly. But, I mean, it's worth it. I wish in the movie... I wish they could plot a little better and actually let them be able to get the guns inside Wakanda instead of stopping them before they got into Wakanda. Because then it's just like they saved the day. Woo. Movie over.
I feel like there was some gaps in the plot that was just like, what? Like, why did y'all have to go that route? Like, why you couldn't just...
Because a black man made it.
Because
a black man made it.
So there's gonna be holes in it because a black man.
A little hole. It's like Swiss cheese. Just a couple.
Okay.
Did you know Drake went on tour last year?
I had no clue.
You had no clue. I tried to get tickets to the show in November. Did you? Yeah, he had 2 shows in Atlanta, 1 Friday, 1 Saturday. Tried to get tickets, sold out in like 20 minutes.
Instantly.
It's a lot of fucking Drake fans. I've been trying to.
I heard that Drake is a pretty good performer, though.
Yeah, I saw pictures of the stages, mm-hmm. and every stage looked nice. Like, he has, like, 4D.
Actually, now that I think about it, I did know. Because it wasn't it something about he did 2 shows, and in the first show, he didn't bring out the people he did in the second one, or something like that? Or he did 2 and did an extra one?
I think he did. I think he did do an extra one.
I think it was a YouTuber I was watching, and she went to the concert, and she was like, she was kind of upset because he brought out Migos with him the first night she was there, but he cut them off.
Damn.
But like, I mean, but it's they his came show. Back. Yeah, it's his show. But like, they came back and they completed it. But she was like, the second night he brought out like hella other people.
I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. That's how. I mean, if you're touring the city, I feel like. Whatever city you're in, if you're in a big city and you know a big artist in the city, mm-hmm. it'd be just courteous to come out here, man. I mean, it makes for a better show as well.
True, because it's like the surprise is always like I came here for Drake, but like yeah, that's
then we
too.
Then we saw
like,
Future too. Right. We saw fuck that.
I've actually only been to one concert.
One concert. Yeah. Sadly, me too. Sadly, me too. See? Joey Badass.
Really?
Yeah, it was lit. It was lit. Miguel. Some R&B yeah, shit.
It was pretty solid.
Y'all was probably in there tweaking, huh? All the ladies. Miguel?
He's fine. I'm not going to say he's fine. Now. He look good. I'm going to say it for you.
Hey, hold on. But no, women love Miguel. For real. Yeah. Didn't he perform at the Super Bowl halftime show 1 year? No, if I'm thinking about Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about
Bruno Mars. Bruno's smooth, too. That's one person Bruno. I would want to see in concert. Another person is Beyonce, of course.
Beyonce, yeah. I know somebody else told me they've only been to one concert, mm-hmm. and that one concert
was Beyonce. You gotta lit. Be a lucky ass yeah, bitch. Lit like, as only fuck. Go to one and it's Beyonce. And
one Beyonce concert. You know, me and Beyonce got the same birthday, so.
Really?
Yeah. She needed to fly me out for my birthday 1 year so we can spin it together.
Spin it together.
Speaking of Beyonce, they wanted her to perform at the Super Bowl this year in Atlanta.
Mm hmm. Which I feel like would be only right. No. Even though she's not from Atlanta, but...
I mean, it would have been cool, but they weren't going. So now Travis Scott's performing at the Super Bowl.
How would you feel if you were Travis Scott and knew that they asked Beyonce first and she was like, nah. And then they asked you. Like, you second place. Like, you Travis Scott. And Travis Scott is lit, but, like, you were second place.
Second place? I don't know. I'd still probably be lit. Because I know the Super Bowl check fat.
Yeah.
Fat as hell. He probably like, fuck it, I'll take second. You didn't want it. Yeah, you didn't want it. I'll take it. Because personally, I'd be that way. If they told me to come out there and just fucking... If they told me to sing National Anthem, I'd probably do it. Like, if they gave me the chance, I'd probably fuck it up.
Can you sing?
Hell no. But... I'd try, yeah. I'd hit something.
I think... Was it the Super Bowl that Chloe and Halle are supposed to be singing the anthem this year? Or something like that?
I don't know. I haven't heard of that.
Do you know Chloe and Halle?
No, who is that?
They're like Beyonce's proteges.
Oh shit!
So yeah, they're good.
When they're their birthday?
Good. I don't know.
Chloe and Halle. I might have to look them up.
One is their sisters. One is younger than the other one, so they're not twins.
Mm. Are they like? No, I think I'm thinking about China and McClain. Yeah,
that she was. That's what you thought about?
Yeah, that's my partner. Hey, shout out to China. No, I don't really know her.
Shout out to China. She's been like off the map, hasn't she?
Yeah, I think she's just been staying down in her bag. No satchel. She's in her book bag. Damn luggage.
Her Disney book bag.
Really? Oh, I've seen them. They're pretty.
Yeah, I feel like you have.
Are they actors too?
Yeah. They're okay. Grownish.
Grownish. Mm-hmm. That's where she's from. Okay.
They're all grownish.
Yeah, she's pretty.
It's two of them.
I'm talking about the older one. I can tell the other one's younger. Oh. I'm not saying she's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, young girls can be pretty, but I mean.
I think she's at least 18 though.
I don't care.
I think she's closer to our age. This is.
Oh, that's the younger one? Fuck.
Chloe is the younger one, I believe. Oh. That's Hallie.
Okay.
I could have been wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well, shit. Just to. Stay safe. I ain't gonna say nothing. Nothing. They're just some good looking women. There you go. Boom.
You're gonna keep it at that. Yeah,
keep it right there. PG. But this has been another episode of Chronic Conversations. I want to thank y'all for listening. We'll be back next week with some more shit to talk about. Y'all need to make sure y'all following the Twitter so y'all can stay updated, because I'm gonna stay updated on Twitter and y'all can stay updated on Twitter. Ty, you got anything you want
to
say?
Just make sure if y'all have any topic suggestions that y'all would like us to talk about in the next one, you can DM the Twitter page or at us.
I didn't even put the at name. We'll tell them the at name.
It is
at underscore.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what underscore was.
I had to put it in front. Somebody else, I'm saying, they got to put an underscore in my shit. But we're going to get verified.
Unusual, you know?
Yeah.
We are.
Verified in like 3 months.
Facts.
3 months. Right here.
You heard it here first, folks.
Facts. January 22nd. Well, y'all already know what I'm gonna say, man. I hope y'all stay safe, stay out the way, and keep the conversations chronic. Gucci lace it, Louis V cases. Don't care if I break it, the cock can't trace this.